Meitain Beis, and Aleza Yayin Mekachim, and Reish Peitet is Kiddush Baboiker. If you didn't see it, you have to leave, please don't fill any obligation. If you'd like to. Meitain Beis. Sif Alef, the Mechama Paskin, that Loyal Yayin Mevula, Ilo Inez, Loyal Gadin, and Agilui, were Makbid, the Halacha, the Paskin, the Inhaladu, the Makadish, the Mavzil, any Dovish Bukdusha, Kiddush really is something which is for Kaddish Baruch Hu. You cannot be Makadish on Yayin which is Mevula. That's Mekad Dino. That's the Gemara, that's how we Paskin. Even Haidu, that we're not Makbid on Gilu. The Shaila is what's considered Mevula for this Din. Mr. Brewer says that in Hakbid, in the Kol Zman Shalai, number of time of Erechoi, if it's Shomu'ata, then you don't have to be worried as long as the time didn't go bad. However, it's mashma from the Mishnah Berurah that that's Dafka Din B'di'evi. Since the Yayin is B'yoker, the Melo, you don't have to be makbid on his Mamu'at. But if it's not B'yoker, like he says by Sheikher, he says to be makbid even by his Mamu'at, the Melo, Mechatchilat mashma, you should be makbid that it should not be Megula, even for 1 minute. That's the Rabbi Yashav has a tshuva also, Chela Gimel. He has a tshuva about it. He says also, the whole thing that we're trying to matter in that tshuva is only be the Eved, the Chavchila, not the Chavchila, which is not less than Yayin, the Gula, even for a minute. Now, what's considered Zman Mu'at? It's not exactly clear. According to Rabbi Yashav, it seems to be a minute. The Mishabur doesn't say. It's all in the Shalf Tshuva's Oz Nidbru, Chela Kalasim and Zion. He says, he brings down from the tshuva's Devi Malkiel that up till 20 minutes, is not even considered Zman, is not Zman Mu'at. I heard B'Shem Berkowitz, Fakir, they say nowadays that you're supposed to let the wine air out. It's not that it's going to be no more time of Arichin. Fakir, it makes it better when you let it air out first. So at the beginning, I don't know if Lechavchil is to leave it out for Zikr up till the 20 minutes or so. It's not going to be a problem with the event because it makes it better. Now the truth is nowadays, even after many days, if they put in the certain chemical that they put in, but the truth is myrrh, if you go for days, then it's not going to be no more time for anything. It's going to taste like wine, even if it's open for maybe the wine connoisseurs will be able to tell that it doesn't taste as bad, as good as it tasted before. But especially a 15 shekel bottle of wine, that was maybe not a 150 shekel bottle of wine, regular sweet wine, to let it go for a number of hours, and it's not gonna be no more time for anything that mamash doesn't taste good. The shell is, what's the maisa? So the Aruch HaShulchan brings down, he says, "Kishomer kol alayla megula, or afilu har beishoyis in mekatchin alav, v'yesh li zor baze, the love to the alma yadi din zeh." Not even knows it's such a thing. When they get the wine, and the mele, if it's open the whole night, says Rabbi Yashiv, even with the Yevit, it says, "Doesn't it rule if it's over the whole night, if it's out, then even with the Yevit, you're not allowed to be mekatchin alav." This is very negel. When you sometimes on Shabbos you don't have enough wine, you pop open the bottle, you make a hole in the top in the cap, and then you close it. But now it's still open. The Pashtus still has a din of Gilui. So if you leave it out the whole night, then Pashtus, even with the Eved, you're not allowed to be Mekadosh on it. It's out the whole night. Now, if it's in the refrigerator, so then it depends. Nisgrel is Murray, says Kafachayim also, he says it's in a cabinet. It's somewhere that the snakes can't get to it. It's much more that even though nowadays, really, the Chashash is out no more time of Erechoi, but together, the Moizid is if it has a din of Gilui, out the what Chazal Matak and the Chatkila, out the Chashash. The says in Nisgrel. If the snakes get to it, in other words, there's cracks in the cabinet, there's holes, sometimes you find bugs in your cabinet, sometimes you find bugs in your cabinet, so then you have to be chashish. But if it's in your fridge, and you have a good casket, and it's not a problem, then an chami has a din, even if it's closed, it has a din of, even if it's open, it still has a din as it's closed once it's in the refrigerator. Many people, they put a plastic bag on the top, and then they close the cap, and you shouldn't have this problem of gilim. So some people wanted to bring a raya from Shemuel Zalman handles this. He says that some people wanted to bring a raya that Zman Mu'at is not a problem. You have up until like an hour and a quarter or so. This is because we see Mechatchilo by the Leil HaGadol, by Leil HaSeder, you save the entire Gadol for a Kreis Achas. And it's open the entire time. You pour it first at the beginning of Magid, and you let it go until you drink it at the end of Magid, which could be an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. But now my point of Chatzay, it could be 4, 5, 6 hours. So we see Mechatchilo, it's not a problem. That's what you're supposed to do. Rosh Hashanah is Manche, and he says, Shulchan Shlomo, and he handles it, He's not. He says over there, he can't have the din of kiddush. The whole time, since it's you're supposed to be say the Haggadah on the tray, so it has a din of kiddush. The same way a kiddush, it takes you 2 minutes to say the kiddush. It's not a problem because you're either watching it or there's no chash of giving me this time. The mail is still over here, even though it could be an hour, it could be more, still doesn't have a din of healing. But in a chanami, if it's a case where you're not watching it, you just pour your wine, you let it sit out, so then for kiddush, you shouldn't use it. Now, if you want to stop with it drinking, it's not a problem. So not my problem to give it for some drinking. But for kiddush, if you pour it, and then you go take care of whatever it is they have to take care of, and come back 20 minutes later, yesh line, if you should be able to use this. Unless, mamash, you don't have any other wine, Mishnah Berurah sounds like, ain't lahak to be the yevet, near to be, ain't lo yet. Loy Acher, ain't lack of the evidence, Gam Mashaykh, and even Mashaykh, which is not expensive. Mishnah Berurah says, if you have nothing else, you could be Mako. So it's over here, look, you could be Mako. That fast is only going away by Imam Wood. If it's overnight, then you have the other Kshashas. Like Rabbi Yasser says, even if it's not number time of Erecha, once it's out overnight, you should not use it for kids. Sifkan Dal, the Mishnah Berurah handles the din of Ein Mekatan al Yain, the Erecha, Kamra, the time of Echola. Wine that tastes like vinegar, you cannot be mekadesh on it. Now, what does it mean, vinegar? Says the Mishnah Berurah, anything that a person does not drink it because it tastes like it tastes sour. No, it doesn't mamash have to be vinegar if it's also stuff in Fashekel. Anything that a person doesn't drink because it doesn't taste like wine, it tastes like it tastes sour, is also considered vinegar. Now, a guy just told me last week after Chabur, he said the night before, on Sunday, but the Shabbos, he made Havdalah on wine, took a drink, and he spit it out because the taste had gone bad. It tastes sour. Shalos, what does the person do? Make kiddush, and he tastes it. Didn't smell like it was mamash like this steer. Rape the kamra v'tayim yichola. So what do you do? You're makadosh on it, and you taste it. It could happen, especially with dry wine. But sweet wine, they put enough sugar and other things, and it just covers over the taste anyhow. But the dry wine, it was left out, it's old, it was out in the sun, something that caused it to go bad. You take a drink and you see it doesn't taste good. Spit it out, what's the halacha? So Mr. Brewer already said, and then the Reish HaNalach, then it depends. If you didn't have any other wine on the table, you didn't have doubt to drink anything except this cup of wine, this case of wine, then kilo as if you're makadosh on chaymet, and the halacha is you have to be makadosh again and make a new grape for a gachman again. The kiddush is not even kiddush. For a pasuk for a dal would be the same thing. However, says the Mr. Brewer, that if you had other wine on the table in front of you, or your daf another wine, then the mela, since it could be, your kiddush was chala, all the wine that's in front of you on the table, on the chair, in front of you, the mela, all you have to do is pour yourself another glass of wine that tastes like wine, and drink that, and you're to the day kiddush. Well, I have the olive oil if you didn't have daf to drink it. The zikr, the chur. Prayer wouldn't work for Abdullah. Abdullah wouldn't work. If it's a kiddush, it wouldn't work. Prayer for Abdullah wouldn't work. This is a minimum dasa. What's that? Yeah, that's what it is. That's a kiddush. You have a few bottles of wine on the table. We'll bring the wine for after the l'chaim. Wine for... Yep. Stiff babe, yan migite, v'katshin alav, v'techra adem eshkol sh'anav, v'rimil av kiddush yirim. That's grape juice, basically. Grape juice, you can be mekadosh on it. That's even if the Purusha Gemara. However, there are those that hold, most places hold that grape juice has all the dins, the same din as wine, even if they put in chemicals that it cannot turn into, it cannot ferment, it cannot turn into wine. Nevertheless, since Shem Zaman has a long tshuva about it, he says that it doesn't make a difference that right now it can't ferment, but since at the time that there was seichet, it could have fermented. So Mamela, he already got the din of grape juice off, and he has the din of yain. Even if they put in chemicals afterwards that cause it that it cannot ferment, then it doesn't make a difference, it doesn't lose the din of break break off. That's how fast most of the places go. That's what Berkowitz told me, the wine and the grape juice, we reckon grape juice has the same din as wine, the chol advar, however, it's yidua, b'shem Yashiv. Yashiv was makud for this. And he holds that it does not have something which cannot turn into, they put in chemicals that cannot turn into wine, cannot ferment, does not have a din of yayin, and should not be mekadosh on it, it doesn't pater shar mashkim, v'chulu. And the Chor L'Chabchilo, also over here, you shouldn't be Mekadosh on it. However, it's telling the Messias to say already nowadays, I spoke to Morgenstern about it, we mentioned before him, says that nowadays it seems like they could cause any wine, any grape juice by now, they can already cause it to ferment. You leave it out, he's trying to tell me exactly what to do, you leave it out of the fridge for now, whatever it is, you can take out the chemicals, put in, or maybe anything, Lamait that could ferment nowadays, the Chor, according to everybody, would have a din of Yain. Sif Dalek, Yayin Lovon, Makasna Yayin Lovon, Haramban, Poisley, Lakidish, Afilu Bidiyavan. Of Mavdilan Lov, Minagoylam Ketor Rishenu. The Minagoylam is like Ketor Rishenu. However, to be Makasna Shon, Yayin Lovon. Now, is there an any to be Choshish for the Ramban? So if you look at Lavush has a Lashon, it says, Be'ilo Medimis Hayayin Lovon, Va'odim Him Shavim. The Fomun should Zet Hevim Zer, the Fomun should Zet Hevim Zer. The red wine, the white wine are the same. Sometimes this is better, sometimes that's better. The figuch ain't made dactic in Mamara and Makachan al Tavish of Vishnaim, but I feel him with love and ma'oid, still you can be Makadish on him. Doesn't make a difference. However, the Eli Rabba on that Lavush says that if it's nearer me, the Yor Shemayim should be Makbid, that if it's love and be'yoyter, you should not be Makadish on it, and Mishra Brewer brings down the halacha, to be choshish for the Ramban if it's love and be'yoyter. However, the Mishra Brewer in the Sharatin is, he's Moisif, he says, Oisha Yayin Odom in the Tav. If the Yayin Odom is not Tav, so then you can be Makadish in Yayin Lovin. But Lechabchila, if it has the same din, if you have choice of two wines, red wine and white wine, and to you they're the exact same, they taste the same, it doesn't make a difference to you, then we have Mishra Brewer that says, Lechulayamon is Lechabchila Lasa Acha Yayin Odom. You should be Chayzer, you should use the red wine, according to Mishra Brewer. If the Ramash is exactly the same. They're not exactly the same, and you like the white wine better, so Nechonami. It's Lechatchila to use either one. Lechatchila to use, the way that we paskin, it's to use side to use red wine or to use white wine. They're both Lechatchila. Mitzvah min ha-mokhur, says Mishnah Berurah, is to be, if they're the same, to use red wine. If your guest brings you white wine, so is that enough of a reason, Mokhur, the red wine and the white wine? He's lying, I'll sit down. He's going to get embarrassed. But Nechonami, you got to go and give him a Mechavim, then to get the Mitzvah in a Mokhur, the what's the fault? He's not going to, he doesn't care. You're going to put it out and do that anyhow. Might as well have the red wine. Can you turn white wine into red wine? Some people for the Lela Seder, they pour some, they have white wine. They want it to be red, they pour it down, they pour it red wine. Well, Chorim is slow, you cannot do that, because the whole Indian is that it's not, the white wine is not good wine. So it's going to help. It's not a din in the color. Maybe by Lela Seder, it's din in the color. But over here, it's not a din in the color, it's a din in the type of wine. And white wine is not a good wine. So that also, Shulchan Shem, you bring down from Shalom Zalman, somebody asks in the Shaila, and he answered back, he says, it's bidiyuk like somebody takes an Esther that has a black dot, and he colors it yellow. He says, it's a bath and puzzle. What's it going to help? You're going to color it yellow. So it's the same thing, it's not for the question. When we learn to move or gazel, so all different types of things maybe you can do to it. But the question that is out there, so you have a black dye to cover it yellow. But the same thing over here. You have white wine, it's ba'etzem and min, which is garua. It's not going to help you to put in any food coloring or any other type of wine, because it's just going to change the color, but it doesn't change the type of wine. So maybe it doesn't help. No, just by Kiddush. So I'll say that there's a different reason. Zikr Adam, that's there. It can mean it's different. Is it talking about white wine? So those, I saw the 52 that he brings down from somebody that says, Sister Shulchan, that says, that the white wine that Chazal had is not the same white wine as us. He's like, this is Mishra Brewer, and from everybody else, it sounds like they're not Mechal. Mishra Brewer never mentioned that our white wine is his. He brings down the B'yayin Shalom Yoytzer Midai, Nacham Lachash Adas Ramban. What do you mean? We didn't have the same wine. We don't have the same white wine. So from now, instead of Mishra Brewer's time, it's changed. Is it? All our white wine is made out of red grapes? The Muscat wine, Muscato, is made out of white beer. With regard to Muscat wine, actually, they say that it's out of fashion. When they first make it, it smells terrible at the beginning. Even if it tastes like wine, they say it's so nice. At the end of the day, it tastes fine. It smells fine. It's not a problem. Yesh la'ayin if it's. I don't know. That's in the field. But I would say Moscato wine tastes better than the regular white wine. I don't know. Those are. I would think Moscato tastes. I don't know. Moscato das, you burn it in it. That's what I buy for your yam. That's.
Yeah. Tipe. Yayin chai.
Whether or not you have to be moizig wine, says the Ramah, if Asim Gainer Shalon Yaita Tibim Belay Mizigo, our wine is better without Mizigo. Now nowadays Bakhlal Tashila, if you could be moizig the wine Bakhlal. Many wines, they're moizig till the hilt. Mamish till the last possible, especially grape juices. They put in enough water that it's enough even though it says 100% TV, they're machalic, and it says 100% TV, so it depends where it says that. Is it before 100% Mitzanavim, or it says 100% TV? Because if it's 100%, it is natural. The word is also natural. But it's not that it's 100% from the Greek. You say, ahead, you have that Yadua. It's not 100% TV. Maybe it's already put in, they've already put in water. Sugar is also TV. A lot of things that are natural. And therefore, at the shadow of the night, it could be mazal. It seems from the place here, it's no clear gather. It seems it depends on each wine in and of itself. Some wines are much thicker and much richer, and you can put in more water. So it doesn't ruin it. Other wines, as soon as you put in anything, doesn't taste like wine anymore. Especially with grape juice also, you lose this mild grape juice. Maybe Kenyan grape juice is a little bit thicker, and a little bit more water. Zikr, the three drops that the Hasidim put in, that it should have a din mazik, is not a problem. However, you have to know anything else, that you shouldn't ruin your wine, that it's already not considered a rape yag often, and then you're not allowed to be the kadosh alav midino. Sif ches, mekachin al yayin mavosho, vayayin sheyesh beidvash, v'yesh erim shein mekachin alayin. Says the Ramah, v'aminik lekadosh alav, v'afilu yesh layayin acher, v'ak shein yusif, v'yayin mavosho, v'yesh sheyesh beidvash. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that says the Ramah Mipaskin, the minig is to be Mekadosh, not like the Rambam, Udi Mayu, and we're allowed to be Mekadosh on Bavoshul, and something that has the Tisefes of Dvash or sugar or anything else. And it's Mutter, even the Chabchilim. He brings down that when it's Afilim Rasim by Dvash Kholshu, Vaisan Arnoshim Shemeshim may Dvash Biyayin Lamasik, and may Simisham Sukkah, Yesh Lahatan Fidvar. Any wine that has any bit of sugar, according to this Rambam, according to these Shitas, it's also to be Mekadosh on it, Medina. We pass the halacha not that way. The Shalas should be choishish lechatchila. The Kiddush Shulchan Aruch brings down that if you have the ability, mishiyish biyodei, to get wine which is not mavosho, and wine which doesn't have any sugar in it, in a chanami, tavalov bracha. However, you have to be choishish. Eish Lavam, the Bachecher, he says that it's better to get mavosho, that we don't get into Shalas of halacha of Yainata. Memelo, it depends on the matzah. If there's not going to be any chash for you, you don't have any greatest running around in the house. So, in the maybe she gets something which is not mavosho. If it's not any better, if the wine which is not mavosho is better than the which is mavosho is better than wine which is not mavosho, get the wine which is mavosho. This is all lechatchilu vipaskin. You could be mekadosh on mavosho. This is all handling mitzvah min amochim. As Mishnah Berurah says, imim shavim yishlochus v'dafa yishirim shemachmirim b'zeh. Shnei lekadosh alav. If they're both equal, then we go. We always try to all these are lechatchilu. Yain lovin lechatchilu vipaskin. Not like the Ramban. Rebbe Yishim go not like the Ramban. Mavosho added sugar. All lechatchilu is adding mekadosh. The shaila is to be machmer if you have equal. If you have two choices, one's mavosho, one's not mavosho. They taste the same. Says the Mishnah Berurah by yain lovin. Go with the one which is chap the more shita. Go with the one which is not mavosho. Go with the one which is lovin, which is adam. However, you should, the Torah of Kav, he brings down, he says, most people here in Eretz Yisrael, yeah, I don't want to, maybe Stefan Uriah throws here, he says, most people in Eretz Yisrael enjoy this sweet wine more than dry wine. In Amela, he says, Zecher, if it's, if you have a choice and you enjoy the white, you enjoy, not everybody, you enjoy the sweet wine more than the white wine, the dry wine, go with the sweet wine, don't take the wine that doesn't have any sugar added. No, so as often as Jews, as Mary says, you have to be careful with the dry wine that was nothing was added. It was not mavushal, and nothing is added. That sometimes it goes bad. It can go bad much faster than the other wine. Maybe just be careful that it doesn't turn into vinegar, and you have getting the chashus of bracha levatal. Now, pasteurized wine. Is pasteurized wine considered mavushal? So they. Boil it a little bit. It's not boiled with 212. It's not. It seems it's not mile resichus. It's not reseach. It's not exactly clear how much it is. It kills some of the germs or whatever it does. There, it's a shayla whether or not it's a pasteurized as a dinner of osho. It's not just a shayla b'negiyah to kiddush. It's a shayla b'negiyah to yain nesach. Rabbi Yasser has a tshuva about it. He says that pasteurizing does not have a din of mavosho b'negiyah to yain nesach. Doesn't, since all wines, since they do this to all wines, and it's not nicker any different, the grayer so, the whole part, at least according to some rishonim, of yain, the reason why we're not cheshvin yain nesach leibim bushel is because, since it's garua, so mamela, they're not going to be menasechim. If all wines they pasteurize, then all wines have the same mileage. There's no wine which is better than others because it's not mevushel, because it's not pasteurized. It doesn't have a din of mevushel. However, it seems from Ramesha has a true bad near there, his base in the new big. He says, Simon Aleph, maybe? No, he says that it doesn't have to be Mailer Sikhas for it to be considered Mevushel al Tiyan Esrech, even if it's Yad Seledes Boy, which he says Lahakner is 175 degrees, which I don't know what that is in Celsius, if somebody can help me. But Fahrenheit, that's about 175. It wouldn't have a... Now, Karp says, Lefidit, Cheshbin, in Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv says this, Rabbi Shemazalman says the same thing, that Benigir Tiyai Nesech, it does not have a din of Mavushal with regard if it's just Pasha. Says Rabbi Karp, it was a din of Yayin Mavushal, Benigir to Kiddush. And it wouldn't be considered Yayin Mavushal. That's with regard to Yayin Mavushal. Sif Tet, Vamokim Shein Yayin Matui, Yeshayim Shemekachin Al Sheikhir, Vishar Mashkin Chut Ben Amayim, we really handled Chamar Medina beforehand. What's considered Chamar Medina? La Locho. About 79.5 degrees Celsius. Considered pasture. Now, if a guy does not have wine, He's in a place, he gets stuck on the highway, whatever it is, he doesn't have wine, all he has is pas, lalach we paskin. Says the Mechaber, we paskin like a rush, that at night you should be mekadesh on the pas. Not to mekadesh on Shar Mashkin of Chamar Medina. At night you mekadesh on the pas. However, during the day, if you're going to mekadesh on pas, there's not going to be any hecker b'chlal that you're being mekadesh, because all you're doing is making a waste of lechem and aret. Even though the Prima Gadam points out, it says, what's the big deal? You say Yivashomer B'nai Yisrael, he says, Zachat Yom HaShavas, Os Tetanah, whenever people are Moishas. He says, that's not Mekid Adina, so Mamela, that's not, we don't see in there, even though people do it, we don't see in there, many people don't do it, Chazon Ish supposedly didn't do it, many people don't do it, only say it's Reb Tal Gachan, only say it's Mekid Lachan Har, so Mamela, since the Iker Kiddush is just a Birch Zanenin, the Rosh says, during the day, you should not be Mekadosh on Pas, if you have Chamar Medina. Now, with regard to Kiddush during the day, it seems that many people are nagged to Mekadesh on schnapps. Schnapps or beer or something else. Shabu already handles it. And he says they're ready the Gederim, ready the beforehand, the Magen Avraham, the Taz, even the Gederim, even when they had wine in their house, they weren't Mahadar by Shachris in the morning to Mekadesh, Shabbos day to Mekadesh on Yayin, and they're Mekadesh on Sheikhar or schnapps. The Shal is why. Everybody gives his time why, maybe because it's too expensive, or because, however, it's all trying to be mitaret something. Why b'diyeved they're not being semech on yayin? Now, if you have yayin and yayin is not expensive, then the kulei alma is the mitzvah to be mekadesh on yayin. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, since the kiddush is only a derabanan, if you have a chamar medina which is chaviv on you more than yayin, then even the chachil you have to be mekadesh on the chamar medina. Now we have to learn, like we had before, whether there is such a thing as chamar medina. To consider Sheikh Chamar Medina, Chazon Ish already said that it's not considered Chamar Medina in his days, maybe things changed in his days. Very sure to say that it's not expensive, so Mela, if people really drink so often, and people should be drinking, Ish Ayin, people, it's such a widespread drink that Mamash people are drinking the Mokim, they used to drink Yayin in the olden days. Not so bar, schnapps for sure not, people don't drink it because, I don't think it's just because of the price. Why people don't drink schnapps, I think it has to do with the taste. Like we mentioned before, I think the Ben Ishtar brings down to his father that he wouldn't make a shakal on it because it's not really a shtir. He pata with something else. Each person, al-tangorech, elet vakech, yesh l'ayin, if it's considered chamar medina. The male is yesh l'ayin for those people that are being mekadosh on the sheikh or on the schnapps, how they can do it. Now, even if you are being mekadosh on schnapps, you hold that it's chamar medina. It hasn't been a chamar medina, you can claim it. The Mishnah Berurah paskens that you have to have a revius in your kohi, and you have to drink a mali lagmo. There are those that are nice to make a kiddush on a shaklas, which holds an ounce. That there means semich on the taz and reishiyot that says that every drink reishiyot. The taz says that any drink which the derech is to drink it, you don't drink a revius of it. The shir shtiyo is not a revius. Schnapps, the shir shtiyo of schnapps is not a revius. Mamela, you would make a, it has the same shtir, it has the same, you could be mechavish on it, it has, he's not talking about kiddush there, he's talking about when he gets the bracha. But they say Mimela has a din of Ashtia even pachat min Raviv. Mimela you can be kaddish on it, and even though it doesn't have a Raviv. The Mishnah Berurah, the Hedif says in the Achronim, we don't pass like that. However, even the Pitzki Shuvah Vesel, who was a Chassidusher, he says that if somebody doesn't have a mini bar to be Mekadosh on Shnaf, and somebody doesn't have a mini, even if he has a mini to Mekadosh on Shnaf, if you don't have a mini to Mekadosh on less than a shir, you should not do it, because Mekad Adino, you have to Mekadosh on a shir. And the Chor, the Chathchila, wants to Mekadosh on Yain, if he has the ability. There's many people that when they grew up, with somebody that we're talking to beforehand, he's about 70 years old now, he's Mekadosh, he's Mazel and Sheikha every week. Now, when he grew up, 50 years ago, 60 years ago, he was born in Russia, when he was growing up, they didn't have wine. So all they had was Sheikhar. So we want him in the middle of his life to start switching and start going from Sheikhar to Yain. It's fine. For him, this was Khamar Medina, that's what he grew up on. But for us, in the 21st century, we're in there, if that's considered Khamar Medina, the Chathchila, if you have wine, Zikr, you should Mekadosh on wine, unless you have something which you know is Khamar Medina, and it's more Chavav than the wine, you can Mekadosh on that. That's Sif Tet. Sif Yud. The Machaber Paskins, Birchas Yain shall Kiddush by Teres Yain shall Besech Hasudo. The Eino Tein Bracha Lachar of the Birchas Mazel by Chosli. Two dinim. Kiddush, the Birchas Yain, the Birchas Yain of Kiddush, even though it's before the Sudo. Nevertheless, the Pach is the drinks in the Sudo. And we don't consider a Hesnik that which you were Nekul Yodav and he made a Hamaiti. And similarly, the Birchas Mazel after the Sudo, even if you did not drink wine in the middle of the Sudo, the Birchas Mazel after the Sudo can Pater up the wine from before the Sudo. Now, Ayin La'el Tumim Kofayin Dal, the Ramah says, if you look over there in the Mishnah Berurah, we saw it, both of these halachos are not so simple. The Mishnah Berurah says, with Dinei Seinu, that the minhag is not to drink wine. Most people don't drink wine in the middle of the Suda. Memela, your stam das is, when you make Kiddush, you're not drinking wine in the Suda, unless your das is, that you do drink wine. The person that's not drink wine in the Suda, and Akhlami's stam das is, that he's going to drink, and it passes it. But somebody that's stam das is not to drink wine, usually he has in between the fish and the chicken soup, he has liquor. And he didn't have any liquor, so he decided to bring on wine. Says Mr. Brewer, you have to make a beer for a goffin again in the middle of the Suda. The yain and the kiddush does not pass on the yain that's in the Suda. Since you don't have that. Now, if you buy somebody else's house in your reach, and you don't know what he's going to bring out, Pasha can be same with the Dasa Balabai, and if he brings out wine, you can be same with him. But if you're the Balabas, and you know that you don't usually have wine, then, says Mr. Brewer, unless you had that, or it's Lefanech ala Shulchan, and then it's Chal on it already. But if not, and he brought another wine, a neighbor brings, the guy that came over for the Suda decided, oh, he forgot Moses. He says, oh, I remember that. I bring over a bottle of wine. He brings it out. You have to make a new beer pair of goffins. Now, that's when you get to the bracha Rishena. When you get to the bracha Akhreino, and Kufay and Dal, the Be'er Lacha says, it's not Pashad at all, whatever the number of Shidus to Rishenim in Paragraph of Tzachim, we saw Tesis on Kufa Mabez. There's a Ran also, Ramban. They hold that the Birch Zamazin cannot patter up the Kiddush, which was before the Suda. Birch Zamazin only patters up Achila and Ashtiyah, Pecha Suda. It cannot patter up Ashtiyah from before the Suda. The main one says in Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Alacha, the best thing to do, the Chathchila he says, the best thing to do is to drink a Mali Lugma. Don't drink Raviyah, because if you drink Raviyah, it's going to be the time in a Bracha Freina, he gets the Pecha. Drink only a Mali Lugma, and you can be Yetzi Kiddush with a Mali Lugma. Then he says, don't do a Mali Lugma. And according to many Shitas, number of Rishayim, you're chayv in a bracha chreina even when you have a mali lugma. Once you hit a kizayit, you're chayv in a bracha chreina. Mamili says, drink, you could even drink a raviyat, but mi mechavin lahezia by birch zamazin, that you want it to pass off the yain. But if you mechavin lahezia, then it could be that it works. Some of them would say that the birch zamazin is only chal on the things that take a sudo. But if your kavan is lahezia to pass off the yain, so then even if it was before the sudo, it's not a problem, because b'diyevet, we say that birch zamazin passes yain. Because since it's so in the Samech, v'chulu v'chulu. Memela, if you have Kavanah Lahedya, says Bir Alacha, you should have Kavanah. That means every Friday night, every Shabbos day, you should have Kavanah. When you say Bir Alacha Mazin, you want to pass off the Kiddush also. The Chathchila. But do you have it? What's that? Sounds like even according to Muhammad says, you know what? Or, another way to do it is if you have Yain, take a Suda. Once you have Yain, take a Suda, if you have Yain B'Kiddush, and Yain Techasuda, that means the Brit Ragafan from the Kiddush is pattering up the Yain Techasuda. Says the Mishnah Berurah and Kufayin Dal, we reckon them all to be one Shtiyah. And the Brit Ramazan is pattering the Shtiyah of Yain Techasuda. The Mela works also for the Shtiyah of the Yain before the Suda. So Lichatchila, if you want to drink Yain Techasuda, you should be Mechavim for it. If you weren't Mechavim for it, says the Mishnah Berurah, then you have to make a new Brit Ragafan in the Suda. Brit Ramazan, if you drink wine in the Suda, then the Birch Zamazin passes it without a problem. If you didn't drink wine in the Suda, says the Bir Alacha, Lechatchila, you should be Mechavim by Birch Zamazin, that you wanted to pass off the Yain also.
Yeah.
Then according to that sheet, the sheet must be being a topic. And,
well, it could be applicable, but it's not sure.
Yeah. Okay, just to see a few halachos in Reish Meitet, say this is the Shachar Shal Shabbat. Mr. Brewer brings down Sivkon Beis. Yesh Noe gave a serif Mitzchila Pasuk V'shomer B'nei Yisrael O'izlochaz Yom HaShabbos Ad V'yikachoyu V'yesh Me'amoyim Shepoifim Me'alkin Be'era V'shalei Kizinu V'kol Pesuk Le'ipaskim Moishe Anan Le'paskinu. Some people start off Kiddush Hayoyim with Alkin Be'era in the middle of a Pasuk V'meil HaShem Mr. Brewer L'chatzkili Yishnati V'et. Start from Zohar, start from Shomru, start from some people start from before Askinu Sidosa Le'yadeh. Depends each one. What's that? Mr. Brewer? Okay. The Aizah for the Shabbos or the Shomer. The Aruch HaShulchan is Malam Mitzchus. He says that the people are Maksim Alkein Beirach. That's just because they want to be Maitav Zorim. It shouldn't just be a Beirach HaShulchan. You want to be Maksim something in the Shabbos. Your Kavan is not for the Pasuk. I mean, it's not a problem. Like the Shittas of the Achrayim that say that once you're not Mechavim for the Pasuk, it's only Derech Tvilo Ukedema. It's not a problem. That's why Friday night also. Start from the Arabic, which is also one of the pasuk to say, not being mechav in derech tefila, derech the pesukim, derech tefila is not a problem. That's Sifkon Beis. Sifkon. What's that? Just break your gafen, terrific. Better off to start according to Mishnah Berurah Zichus. Just to say break your gafen is better than to start with talking bear. And Sif. The shadow whether or not you're supposed to wash your hands before Kiddush or after Kiddush, the Mechaber Paskins, he says, V'achar kach yitol yodov, he Paskins also over here, like he Paskins before him, by Kiddush Alayla, that the Me'anochen is to first be Mekadosh and then wash your hands. Not like the Ramah, the Ramah's Messiah over there, and Elfin Reshan Alasago. The Ramah, the Shittas, he holds that you're supposed to wash your hands before him. Alacha, Zichar, the Meshem Berurah says, Minageinu is, Shalom says, the Minage is, Zmanenu, to wash your hands, to be Mekadosh first, and then wash your hands. Now let's say a guy that washed his hands, and then he realized he wasn't Mekadosh, what should he do? So Pashas, if he just said, Anach Yosei Daim, then in Echadam, he should be Mekadosh, pray for a Dothan. Says Shmir Shabbos no Chalsa, and you could also say this Tukum Vim before him. Somebody has now you to say, Zohar, Yom HaShabbos, Shomru Nei Yisrael. You could also say it in between the, after he washed his hands, before the Hamaiti. I thought the Pesach is, he brings down from the Birch Zabayah that says Lahedya, that somebody that does this, he washes his hands back to him for Hamaiti, and then he realizes he wasn't Makadosh. He's going to say, to be Makadosh, you should just be Birch Zabayah, you shouldn't be Makam Nadu Pesach. Now, I did not find this safer in the Eitzer, so I can't say it's Tam, but I'm not exactly sure what the reason should be, what should be the problem, even though Meikid and Dino, we don't pass the Birch, they have to say Vishomer Vachulu. But nevertheless, it's a terror for the Kiddush. Something to be mocked in the Kiddush is the covenant of Iranian. What should be the problem to be mocked? Anything which is a terror for the Kiddush, the Kiddush should not be considered a hetzik. Even though it's a chilo, we say you shouldn't wash your hands before him. The Ramah, Zichar holds it, la'alacha, you could to wash your hands before him. And this, Pashas according to Ramah, anybody that washes their hands they're not going to do that, Pashas can say Bishamu. So I don't know if somebody messed up and he washed his hands back, then why shouldn't say Bishamu is up to Yom HaShabbos? But you have nothing to lose just to say Bishamu. But I'm not sure why, didn't see reason inside, what should be the problem. Now what happens if you washed your hands and you took a bite and you said I'm waiting to let like we mentioned this before, it's happened on occasion. Sit down, at night it's not so common to happen, but Shabbos day, you sit down, you forgot to make Mekadosh, whatever the reason is, you thought you were Mekadosh in Shul, you thought you heard Kiddush, sat down, you said I'm waiting to let and you realize you weren't Mekadosh. What do you do? So Pashas over here, Kiddush is only Breper Agav, it's only Hamayt, if you're Mekadosh I'll pass. All you're saying is I'm waiting to let them in our. It's not like Kiddush Alayla that what's that? And that's the equivalent of Dinah Hadassah.
Why is
it Chal Kiddush? You have to Mechav him with your bracha B'Rachah B'Zaneh that's with the Kiddush. Rishon Bezalman talks about it. He says, what happens if a guy is Mekadosh in the Yayin? He makes a Breper Agafen in the Yayin. Before he sits down in the morning, he's a Breper Agafen. It's like that, what's Mekadosh? Does it happen in a Kiddush or does it not happen in a Kiddush?
Yeah.
It could be that from
came down at Bas Kofal something.
Pass in the morning, came down, it doesn't have a dinner kiddush b'chlal. It's a shallow whether or not it's also deep before it. If you only have pas, it's a shallow whether or not it's also deep before you have pas. Right? It says, the Mishnah says, if he only has pas, Imr HaMaiti Allah pas, but also Lechel Dover Acher Kayin Lechin without Tav Paisim. It has a din of Kiddush on the pas, and now the din is in before him. The pas is when you make on the pas, then you don't have to Lehedi be Mechavim for the Kiddush. So at night, if a person would have done this, and he made HaMaiti Lechel Menar, it's already told before him, just kick straight into Kiddush. You wash your hands, make a mighty lechem and heart, and then say the rest of the kiddush. Shaking the shalom and seven months of money. By Shabbos day, you don't have that ability. So what should you do? So as Shabbos, the Chassid brings down, he says you should take a bite, which is lechur pashtus, that you shouldn't make a bracha batel. The same way that we say by Avdallah, if you wash your hands, you should take a bite first. Look over here, if you wash your hands, and you send a mighty, take a bite. Now the Shabbos should be mekadosh in the tzudah. Do you have to be mekadosh in the tzudah? You ready to eat your kiddush lechur on the pot. The person doesn't have wine, so all he has to do is say, I might be on the pot, and he takes his kiddush. So now that the guy forgot, and he taka doesn't have wine. He taka does have wine, but he made his I might be on the pot. Does he have to go be mekadosh in the tzudah? So there's a real rock over here, he says, somebody that doesn't have pot, oichub lay kiddush, and mikal mokim and vivir lay mashke b'emtas yudasa, he kadosh on. But if they brought him a mashke b'emtas yudasa, he should be mekadosh on. Lechur over here also. If he has, even though we allow you to eat without it, but if you have, and the chori should have been used to your kiddush, you did the hamayti lechem on the path, nevertheless, if you have the ability to get wine at some point over the sudo, then you should be mekadosh alach. Now the lashon of the biralacha is, I presume it's meduktik in the fact that it says hivir lei mashke, it doesn't say hivir lei yain. Mashma hivir lei mashke, you're also mekadosh alach. Now hivir lei mashke, that means something which is not yain. Something which is not yain, you don't make a bracha in the middle of the sudo. So what's your kiddush? You take the sheikhar and you say v'shamu and you don't say bracha b'chol, even though v'shamu is not bad to make the kiddush. Mashma in the bir alacha that there's an Indian in the middle still to do something to come in here to pick up your case of schnapps or sheikhar or whatever it is and say v'shamu v'nei yisrael to Shabbos, even though you're not going to make a bracha in the middle of the sudo. What's that? Maybe you make a bracha on Shabbos. So we'll get to that in a minute. What's going to be? Sivka and Hay, just two halachas, I don't know if anyone saw it. We'll just mention them both. Sivka and Hay, he brings out from the Rekeh. Yesh Mizaman Zmiris Beshevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Person should say Zmiris. Famous story from Reb Shach. Said that because he didn't sing Zmiris by his Shabbos Tudor. So. He had some issues with the chinuch of his children, supposedly. To be makbet to say Zmiris v'shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the first thing. The second thing is v'toyiv no meter v'miktav kvinam achilo. One should l'chatchilo learn a little bit before his sudo. Sivka and Vav. Gam anashim she'erchim ben inzeh dekol milo d'shabat ish v'ish ha'shavim. The halacha is you're not allowed to eat b'chlal before Kiddush. Says the Mishabura that applies to women also. Now the Prima Gadim is mitzad that he says Kentana comes out a bigger chumra for women than for men. Because we pass on that before you daven, you're allowed to drink. Because you don't have a chiyuv kiddush yet. And anything that before to eat before shachris, anything which is not a chathorn of gaiva is mutter. Really allowed to drink coffee without sugar, maybe nowadays coffee with sugar. Whatever it is that you need to daven, Torah for the, it's not considered gaiva. Now a woman that says a bakasha, one bakasha, comes out she's getting to her chiyuv of tefillah. So as soon as she says one bakasha, so a man wasn't getting to see his tefillah, so he's still allowed to drink water and have his coffee, whatever it is. However, a woman, once she says her one bakasha, she's already getting to her tefillah, she's not going to be able to drink water anymore because she's chayav in kiddush. Once she's chayav in kiddush, she can't even drink water. However, he says, Pashas, a woman that's knowing to daven the whole thing, even though maybe she's yaker chiv, or there's shittas that hold she's mechuyev in davening, and anyhow she's summoned, she davens. The male should have the din of a man also, since she generally davens, and she'll be mutter till afterward. Now, Bechlav is a heter with regard to women. We'll see in the next tip. It says, Mirishis mayim babaykin kredim tefillah mutter v'nei shadayin echal alav chayvas kiddish. The Mishnah Berurah says, the kiddish in shayach elav ezman atudo. Mishum kredim tefillah le shayach b'mayim. Ukleo but simin peitem. To drink water before the shachris is not a problem about kiddush, because there's no chiyuv kiddush before shachris. And water is not a problem before shachris. Now the Bir Halacha says, Mi shehoter lo ilecho velishtev kredim tvila, begain shul refua, poshet atzerach lekadosh mitchila. Somebody that, mitame refua, he's allowed to eat before shachris, it's poshet atzerach lekadosh. In other words, the way that Mr. Bir Halacha is mazbir, he says in Chushoni, it says the clear passage that Mishabur is trying to say over here, he says, Chiv of Kiddush is totally in the Zman of the Sudo. Whenever you have the Zman of Sudo, that's when the Chiv of Kiddush comes. The Mela, generally the Chiv of the Sudo is only after you done. After Shachris Pashtus, it comes the Chiv of the Kiddush. So before Shachris, there's no Chiv of, you're not allowed to eat your Sudo, the Mela, you're not on the Chiv of Kiddush. But somebody that's allowed to eat before Shachris, a Chiv that's allowed to eat before Shachris, so that's the Zman of Sudo for him. That's the Zman Sudo from it, the Zman of Chayvus Kiddush. Mamela, somebody that's not having a Sudo, all he's having is Ragalach, and if he's allowed to have it, he needs it for his Shachris, whatever, all he's having is Ragalach and a coffee. That's not his Zman Sudo, that's not he's having, he's not eating his Sudo now. Mamela, it's not Chal on him the Chayvus Kiddush. Somebody has period, you want to know, are you allowed to have Ragalach when I get into that Shachris? Tam HaShalom and Yeshua Simon Peisah, so then I'm allowed to have Ragalach before Shachris. But it doesn't have a din, what? That's not your Chayvus. That's not your Suda. You want to know if it could be Yetzi's din of Kiddush Makom Suda, okay, then you could be. Lav Dafka Paris also, if you have it, you could. Pashas doesn't have a din of Suda, the Chatchil. He doesn't mention Baba Baba Kisim specifically there. But Pashas is what he's talking about. He's saying that which it says Achila, the Safka and Achila, which is Mamish the guy Suda. It's not the guy Suda, so there's no din of Kiddush. Now, with regard to women, Ramesh has a tshuva. He wants a taina. His tshuva is Chilek Dalet, Simen Kuf, Ayat Beis. He says, a woman that's not going to daven shachris, or it's holding before shachris, he says, since she's meshubah to, even if she wants to have a suda, Mamela, she's allowed to eat, because since she's meshubah, it's not, we don't have the Bir Halacha over here. The Bir Halacha says when you can have your Suda, it's before shachris. Let's say she was yetzer with her bakasha, so she's good to go. Make her dezina, she's good to go, she wants to have her Suda now. She's hungry, she wants to have challah. So she wants to sit down and watch and have some challah. Says the Ramesha, since she's meshubah to her husband, to eat when he wants to eat, Mamela, it's not considered for her Zman Kiddush. Since, until her husband comes home from shachris, it's not considered Zman Kiddush, and immediately she's allowed to eat without Kiddush. She doesn't have to be Kiddush. Says Ramesha, according to this Svara, it should fast even if she already davened. Even if she already davened and she wants to eat, she should still be able to eat once, as long as her husband hasn't come home. Now once her husband comes home, Agav, he comes home and then decides to go out for another Kiddush, she comes home and decides he wants to learn for half an hour before him, it's already considered Zman Sudah for time. But even before it comes home, if she already davened, says Ramesha, even though it's mitzvah, we should say that she's still meshubah to her husband, and Mamela is not considered as Zman Kiddush, nevertheless, says Ramesha, once she already davened, it has a din of Zman Kiddush. It's considered already Zman Kiddush, and you cannot be saying on the fact that she's meshubah, and she would have to make her own Kiddush. Now, so if she would just want to eat breakfast with her, it's not a problem, it's not Zman Sudah for Klal. And we'll see this in a minute. We'll see in a minute. 1 minute. Now, Bechlal, this only applies to Ramesha speaks out. He says this only applies to one's wife. It does not apply to his daughters. His daughters are not Meshum. Now, the Negeta, the Sikr Chiddush of Ramesh Gerels brings down this Chiddush. It's interesting to note that Mechuchani brings down even Benegeta to after davening. I'm not sure why. Ramesha speaks it out more foolish that it is not for after davening. But Benegeta, the Chiddush, Rishlem Zalman Tainas, and Shmir Shabbat Tachasta, and Benegeta Menvav, Harim Menvav, he says like this. He says, "If the different degree of mention is tarachin, the reihi echel alechol peidem rachmas. Achakach gam tuch alechol et asud yachad umbaylo." First of all, she doesn't have to have all through the now. She can eat a little bit now. She won't be chayv and kiddush b'chol with her, and then afterwards with husband. V'gam ikar shibut zeh ne muchach. V'apinim yikain meshubet is gam kitzvichin raya sheish b'kirch v'sha shibut zeh lahat alechol b'li kiddush. Because she's meshubet to also now, everything falls by the wayside and it's not. So Bechlal, first of all, who says that she should have a suda right now? She can eat, she's meshubah to eat with her husband, let's say. So fine. So she'll eat with her husband. Right now, she'll eat a little bit. It's not going to be the Zman Suda for her. She's not going to have to be Mekadosh. It's not going to be Bechlal. Even if you want to say that she is meshubah to her husband, Even but before, who says that she's meshubet to her husband? I'm going to get to this nekuda. And even if she's meshubet, who says bekei chadashim to mafkim? I saw the Hillel Shetner's card, for example, from Yashav Otto. He says, "Omnam b'shniyas mayim v'kofi yoyteh v'vad yish lahakala mechin shemas miyom v'yashiv af lo yisav as far as Eber's Moshe now." He says, sounds like he also has an older Moshe, even though I saw somebody bring down that he does hold Moshe. You never know exactly what he holds. If he doesn't write it mefurish, can you lahed you from him? However, Zichron Rosh HaMazalman and Shmir Shabbos Yechasa, he's chedek on the Shvara. So even if you want to be Mekel, the only Muslim to be Mekel is before Shachar. Before Shachar, that's when you have Rav Moshe. On that you have Rosh HaMazalman and Chedek. Welcome to Tzarek, Lecher, you can be Mekel. I'm not exactly sure what the big deal is for her to be Mekadosh. All you need is to make it on grape shoots. And if you can't drink wine, you could probably even be Mekel with something else. Shabbos morning, it's only Darabanan. There's Muslim to be Mekel. And all she has to have is Mother Lukmov, which is like 2 ounces. Which is like 50 cc, not a lot of chlal. She make it, not the biggest deal. The chur that gets out of any shahid. The only makam is, the machoik is it seems only going to get it before shahid. Once she's ready down shahid, then she's mechuyev in kiddush, even according to Ramesha, it should have to be mekadosh. Now, Mr. Merrill says something nice. He's nice if he says that if a husband comes home and his wife has not davened yet, the chatzkimo, he should wait for his wife to daven. If it's possible, you should wait for your wife to daven because her chiv only comes, the chiv kiddush only really comes after shachar. If she's before shachar, she doesn't really have a chiv kiddush. If you can make kiddush and she's only before shachar, she's going to daven shachar after the tzuda. So come to her, she's hearing kiddush at the time, which is not the chiv kiddush for her. So the chiv, you should wait for her to daven. Now, she ain't a matzav mavsher, if whatever reason, the chiv that's what she do. You dare her, shalom bayit, dare her, whatever it is. Whatever, it's not possible, you've got a guest, you can't keep the waiting, whatever it is. Then in a Hanami, she's allowed to be Mekadosh, she's allowed to be Yitz with your Kiddush, even though it's not the Man Kiddush for her, and it's a Tzuda, even though she's before davening, because it's different this year, we're going to say that she's the Shubat to her husband. After he comes home before Kiddush.
Yeah, before she dies.
According to that husband, yeah. According to Ramesh, he comes out of Chayr Chumra. According to Rishon Bazaam, according to Rishon Bazaam, once he's home, make Kiddush for him.
He's home, he
didn't make Kiddush. To make Kiddush for him.
But
she wants to take a drink before the Rishon Bazaam. She wants to take a drink before Shachar. And this is Mekadosh for her, so then you really take it. No, so either way, you're going to go. You're going to take it. I don't know if you can take it to Vos Vochum. Yeah, I'm not sure you can go. Let it move. Right. Pass it. When I'm asking Vochum with regard to women, so Mavela, if you need the drink, she should probably drink. Mr. Brewer, the time test. Chamar Medina, if a person doesn't have wine, Shachas by Shabbos day, he should be Mekadosh on Chamar Medina. However, something which is not Chamar Medina, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, Mashke she'ina Chamar Medina, Meskimu harbi achreinim, they Mekadosh on Lafilu b'Shachas, do me the Kiddush alayah tiknuhu. Maybe something which is not Chamar Medina, even though Pashas, the whole Kiddush by Shabbos day, is only out to Heker, nevertheless, you can only do the heck with Chamar Medina, even though the Beisiyasiv is Medayik from the tour, that you should be able to do it even with something which is not Chamar Medina. Since the whole Nakuda is to make a heck, that you're doing something with Kavach Shabbos, you should be even able to do it on something which is not Chamar Medina. And the Shulchan Aruch passes that to be Chamar Medina. That's how Mishnah Berurah goes. That's how it came out. And Ramesh, we saw also, it says that if one only has milk, he should rather be Mekadosh on Pas than Mekadosh on milk. Ramela, that woman in the hospital that we spoke about, wants to know if she should be Mekadosh in the morning on Pas on milk. According to Mishnah Berurah, according to Ramesh, she should be Mekadosh on the Pas. However, I found the Aruch HaShulchan, Pas is Mehevya, it says in the Reish Beitev, that you could even, with Shasat Chak, that you don't have any other Mashke, you could even be Mekadosh on milk. Ramela, the Shayla that she asked was the Machlekes HaPoyskim. According to Mishnah Berurah, in the Hanami, we would not be even Mekadosh on the Pas. According to the Rosh Hashulchan, from the Chorah, for sure, it's Svardi, could be Simchonik, as we see it in the Zayt's way in the tour, that you could use something which is not Chamar Medina, And the mela, if you have a cup of milk, you can make it on a cup of milk. The last halach over here, Sifkan Yud, a guy doesn't have anything. He doesn't have wine, he doesn't have fat. What does he do? The halach is, if he, first thing is, you have wine, be mekadesh wine. If you don't have wine, chamar medina. If you don't have chamar medina, like we said before, to get the shaman, whether or not you should use pas, or you should use something else. Mr. Rur Pasim, you should use pas. This that you could use pas, is even if you don't have lecha mishnah, you can still be mekadesh in the pas. If you don't have pas, then the chari pas above a kitzen, so Shmir Shalos Kachos brings down, that pas above a kitzen. Now, if you don't have anything, then all you have is chance. You don't even have pas above a kitzen, all you have is chance. Says Mr. Brewer, you do not have to wait, and you could, unless you think that maybe they're going to bring. And even at night, the same halacha is true. If you don't have any pas, if you don't have any wine, then, or shamash, the Mr. Brewer says. And he has chomps, he has chicken and rice. Whatever it is that he wants to have for his Shabbos to them. If you presume that you're going to get within the next hour or two, says Mr. Brewer, you should wait. Zich, you don't have to wait more than Chatzay. The Chatzil, you should wait to get the yayin. But if you can't see any reason, if you're stranded in some hotel, you got left in, your plane didn't take off, and you got left in the airport over Shabbos, and all you have is two slices of pizza, or you have a piece of chicken nuggets, then you don't, you can be mekadesh in the pas above a kitzen. Zich, if you can be a tzuda on your pizza, then it has it in a pas. If you're not, all you have is chicken nuggets, then, and you don't have any way of getting wine, then just eat that and you should not be mevatel any Shabbos. Now, somebody that was not mekadesh in the morning because he did not have any wine, says the Mishnah, says the Sharatian, Reish Kaliyalas of Cotton Tiff, nearly pushed in Lehayu Lekhis Babaker, Sarah Lahad and the Kaddish Kedim Asud and the Sudish Lishis. Doing the Kiddish Vadis and the Kiddish Kedim. If a guy did not have wine by the Shabbat through the day, he should make Kiddush before Shal Shiddush as the Sharatim. Now, just when you get to drinking from the crate of Kiddush, there's a famous Brisker Rav that says that Shabbat day you're supposed to drink from the crate of Kiddush, bring your hand on it a little bit. So I just saw an interesting lesson from Rizik Rav. He says, Lo yishamanu le'echad le'chad min rabikinu yishenu min apoyskim shi yatrish kolam asu and lishnas mekoyshal Kiddush Rav. Says we don't find any rishonim la'alach of a ma'isa, but you have to drink from it. So even though there is an Indian to be mahadar, there's always an Indian lechatzir to drink from it. Some of them, but that you shouldn't be yaitz the din of kiddush if you don't drink from it. That is because we don't find. That's how Shlomo Zalman Shlomo Zalman says that Shmir Shabbos Kachasim that it's keen to be yaitz even if you don't drink. But as always, kreishel bracha that you can drink from to be mahadar the kiddush.